Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Happy Sunday here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM here in Nassau, Bahamas. I am your host, Garth Minard Roseborough, for your Sunday favorite program, Remark. And listen, man, do I have a conversation for you. We have been just enjoying a recent conversation on health. We spoke to Mr. Rudolph Strawn and, of course, Ms. Alicia Barton-Eden. That program will continue this Thursday at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We're going to continue that conversation with them because, you know, the conversation was really, really intense. It was good, full of information, and we didn't even get down to the real crux of the matter. And so for those people who are interested in the continued version of our conversation that we had on last Sunday, What is Life?, and we're going to continue that on this coming Thursday. Today, here on Remark, I have some conversation with you that's quite familiar, I would say, to many of you. And we want to discuss today the crab pen. The crab pen. So sitting in studio with me today is none other than Bishop Kermit Agaro, my good friend who has promised to sit with me from time to time. And this being a new month with time springing forward, we have some extra time, some daylight time. He is considered sitting with me today. And Bishop Agaro, tell the people of the Bahamas and those listening abroad, good afternoon, sir.
Beautiful, beautiful people, beautiful, beautiful people all over the world. I say that the world are controlled by the people are not controlled by the world. We set the pace, we set the trend. We give the ideologies and the concepts and the precepts, and we set the standards. And I just want to say to our Commonwealth of the Bahamas, beautiful mm-hmm. waters, beautiful sea, mahi-mahi, wonderful guys out there doing fishing in. That is a part of the natural resources, fishing in. And crab is a part of the natural resources as well for the Commonwealth mm-hmm. of the Bahamas. So, hey, listen, instead of me worrying about the Ragonite, let's capitalize on that crab. Let's capitalize on that fish.
Listen, that's an Andros man speaking.
Yes, sir.
From Central Andros, from the Hinzi clan. You look at those Hinzis up in Love Hill.
Oh, yes.
And if anyone knows about the crab pen or catching crab, it would be Bishop Kermit Agaro,
oh,
a son of the soil
oh, yes.
of Andros. And so today, if you want to join in this conversation, because it will be a very, very uplifting, but also very upbeat conversation, you want to let your family and friends know to now tune in to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And guess what? You think I'm talking about the real crab? I got a different crab pen for you. You know, I got a spin for you. But we got to use the crab to basically explain to many of you the system that we dwell in here in the Bahamas. The phone numbers to call in would be 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, or otherwise 3005720, or you can go ahead and text in at 4224796. The crab pen.
So you're saying we gotta talk about the crab itself and the naturalness of the crab itself, and then we're going to switch to how the system of the crab.
And that's who we are.
All right, no problem.
We are an aquatic people.
That's right.
We live in an archipelagic nation, and most of us, if not all of us, we know what the crab is. For those of you who are born in the month of June and July, you're familiar with horoscopes, and you talk about the sign of Cancer, which is a crab.
To the hell with the Bonnie Sinker and all those other ads.
No, we just talked about the crab today. And so the crab. For those who don't know, the crab would have about legs and two biters.
We'll have more than that.
Four legs, two biters.
Eight legs and two biters. Four on each side.
But four on each side, that's what I meant to say. Right. Sorry about
and
that.
Then,
so you're right.
Two biters, one large, one small.
One large. So you don't see a crab with the same size biters on two sides.
Very rare. Very rare.
Okay, so here we go. When I lived in South Andros, in Johnson Bay, and I was the pastor there, I recall one evening jumping in my car. I had a Honda Accord back then, four-door Honda Accord, and I started driving on the one road. You know, you have the Dixie Road, which is the dirt road,
right?
But you will have the one paved road.
They call Queens Highway all.
Well, yeah. And I was heading north on the road. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, what I heard was crack, 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 crack. What do you think that sound was?
Well, that sound could crack, crack, crack. That sound could be many different sounds that could come from.
But it was under my tires. And there was a whole lot of cracking sounds. And so it was the crabs. The crabs had started walking, and I've never seen that much crabs in my life because, of course, I'm a city boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw thousands upon thousands of crabs coming from what they call the pond side,
mm-hmm,
over to the seaside.
Right.
And during that particular time, I learned terms like washing the crab. The crab got to go and wash itself. That was the terminology for the crab. Crabs were spawning.
Right.
That's another term that I heard when trying to get an understanding as to what this crab is all about. And then I learned that there are two basic types of crab, or three basically in the Bahamas, that I heard about, which would have been the white crab, what they call the whitey. Mm-hmm. Then they had the black crabs that they call the blackie. And then they had the sea crabs,
right,
which was, you know, just dwells in the sea.
But there are a couple others. Like, remember when I called the Bonnie Sinker? The Bonnie Sinker is with the flat finners, flat, mm-hmm, finners and flat biters.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones when they hit you, they catch your finger, they cut it right away, cut it right off.
Well, how do they look?
But they look just like the black crab, but they're more flat. They run in the pond and basically in the sea, in the scrub of the sea, and if you really touch one of them, if they catch your toe, they can just cut it right off.
What?
Yeah, they're very, very dangerous.
I've never
call
seen
them Bonnie Sinker.
My lord.
You got to be on an island. You got to be an island person too.
I'm not an island person. I'm a Nassau boy.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, looking at the amount of crabs, I think back then, one crab was selling for maybe $2 a piece,
yeah,
or something like that. So if you got a dozen crabs, it'll be a value of $24.
Yeah, it used to be $12 for $1 crab. Depends on Yeah.
Nowadays, right. Again. Yeah. And then so, black and white is various.
So the white crab is worth more than the black crab? Or the black crab is sweeter than the white crab? How does it work?
Well, they said that...
Be careful what you say now, because all this is going to tie into the show
no,
today.
No, they said that the white crab carry more meat.
The white crab has more meat.
More meat.
Okay.
But the black crab is basically good for seasoning pot. Like, you know, if you're doing crab and rice and they call a liquid in it,
uh-huh.
that is more tastier than the white crab.
The black crab more tastier than the white crab?
Yes.
But the white crab got more meat?
More meat.
Okay. I just want people to write these things down now, because when we go into the show directly, these factors are going to be very important. Okay, so... a sack of crab, a crocus sack. How much dozen crabs does a crocus sack hold?
Well, the onion bags hold 24 dozens. The crocus bags...
24 dozen is 144 crab.
That's right. That's the onion bags. The crocus bag carry 30 dozen.
30 dozen?
Yes.
My Lord.
Now, they have this new bag that they carry. They call a lip bag. It cuts in a lip where you can tie it. It carries 31 dozen. So you can actually carry a dozen more in terms of click now when crabs are
shipped. So the favorite bag to carry to catch crabs is what?
The crocus sack.
The crocus sack is
the favorite
bag. My Lord. And you put all the crabs, do you put the black and the white crab in the same bag?
Same bag.
So I heard white and black crab don't get along.
Well, definitely.
So how you put the white and the black one in the same bag?
Well, it all depends, you know.
Or do you carry two separate bags?
Yes.
One for white and one for black?
One for black. And if you're carrying black and white crab, you put the white to the bottom, black to the top, because the white crab is more heavy than the black. It's going to squash the black. Remember now, the black crab is a bit flat.
But how you know what you're putting on the bag? The crabs don't move in the sack?
No, because they're clip crabs now. You're dealing with clip. But now if you're putting black and white crabs together.
I don't want live crabs now.
Or they kill up one another.
They kill one another. White and black can kill each other.
Yeah, they kill up one another.
So you put all that inside the conversation. I want to run with this conversation here today.
The white crab has a bigger biter. It goes in and then it crushes the back of the black crab. And just keep doing that. Keep crushing the back because they have larger biters.
Larger biters?
Yes.
Okay then. So this whole idea of crab, the value of the crab when I was there, you said you can recall when it was as low as $1.
Yes, $1 per crab.
I recall when it was $2. And they take these crabs, you put them on the mailboat, you send them to Nassau, you make your sale, you see them sitting on the side of the road,
right.
And they're selling off the crabs.
Right.
Not all crabs survive the journey.
No.
Some of the crabs die.
The reason why crabs survive the journey at that time, you know, you had mailboats, you had Prince boat, you had Ivan Johnson boat. They were both taking like 4 or 5 hours before they get to Nassau.
Okay.
And so if you carry them in crocus bag, you will always have to carry like water with you to keep splashing the crocus bag, to wet the bag.
To keep the bags wet.
To keep them cool. Because remember now, they have them out in the open, in the front of the boat, in the open. And so the sun is very hitting them. Sun is baking them.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to know, you got to mark your bag now. You got to mark
mm-hmm.
your bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to carry water, like pitchers of water, keep pouring on it. The onion bags are different. But you have to carry it in clips.
That's greater ventilation.
Yeah, greater ventilation with the onion bags. But the onion bag, you have to carry the crab clip because the crab, what it does is tear the nylon in the boat and open up the bag and then they run all over the boat.
Okay.
And then you have a big, big problem.
My Lord. So to get to the market, it still takes more work to get the crab from the island to the market.
Yes.
And once the crab is sold, is there a separate market for the biter and the crab? We just buy both together.
Well, some people prefer biters because some people can do mince crabs. They could, you know,
mm-hmm.
they prefer the white crab biters because they're mm-hmm. big. They are, you know, you can break them. They have a lot of meat in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I can tell you one thing in terms of cooking. You want your food to taste superior, better than everybody else. Use the black crab fat.
That's when you want your pot to taste the best.
When you want your pot, you go in up there. And a lot of people do that from Acklands. Acklands people do that a lot. That's why when you go out by Monarchy, or there are Acklands, the people when they cook it, their food is more authentic and has more taste to it. And they're using thyme and they're using stuff like that. So they know what to do to hit the taste buds. And those people as well. And then you got other islands as well. But, you know, Acklands people are famous for hitting your taste buds.
My Lord. I want you all to write down those facts that we just spoke about if you want to contest any of those facts. go ahead and call in, let us know, or give us a text if you so like, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands or international, 300-5720, or you text in at 422-4796. This is Remark, folks, here on this beautiful Sunday, 96.9 FM. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
So hard, so deep, say voice cracked and I'm hard to reach for. So fast and forward, my hope is deep, and you let this craft play the tricks on me. You touch it to the left, you touch it to the right, you took them to the north and south, the crab boy right on. Catch the crab boy, catch the crab boy, catch the crab boy, crab boy.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank Trust. Money at work.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to the program, Remark here on 96.9 FM, sitting with none other than Bishop Kermit Agaro, a down home boy all the way from Central Andros, known crabs all his life. And he gave me a challenge a while ago, but you know, he wants you to call in and tell us which island makes the best crab and rice. And whatever island that is that you want to brag and boast about, maybe you want to tell us how it is done or you want to leave out one or two ingredients, but which island is best known for making the best crab and rice? That is his challenge to you today. The numbers, once again, for those who are just joining us, is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 300-5720. You can text it at 422-4796. I got a text from a good friend of mine. She says, Garth, even the black and white crab don't get along. My gosh. But how do they classify the orange mixed with yellow crab. The Chinese crab, eh?
That's the Bonnie Sinkers now.
Oh, that's the Bonnie Sinkers.
The Bonnie Sinkers.
The Bonnie Sinkers, we recognize them being an orange type color.
Yeah, orange.
With yellow?
Yeah, and then they flat. They have flat biters.
The biters are flat.
Very flat. So they cut your
fingers. When they cut, it's extremely painful.
Painful.
My lord.
They cut it like a razor.
Well, listen, man, you got to catch the crab, right? The crab, the free crab, I use the word free, F-R-E-E, the free crab, meaning the crab that is out in the wild, has absolutely no value for the merchant. Now, in the ecosystem, there's a vital role that it plays. But for the merchant, there is no value for a free crab. There's no value to the consumer for a free crab. So as long as the crab is invisible to us, not knowing the location or whereabouts of that crab, the crab can continue living its life, and it has no interference, it has no meaning, it has no substance, it has nothing to offer us because it is invisible. But the moment you catch the crab and you take the crab in the sack, you have potential now that it's in the sack, because the crab may not make it all the way to the pen. The crab may not make it all the way to the boat. The crab may not even make it all the way to the market. But as long as you catch the crab and you put the crab in the sack, potential has just taken all of you on the line. You with Remark here on Garden Radio 96.9 FM.
Remark, Brother God Whisper.
How you doing, my good friend from Bamboo Town?
Good, good. And I didn't see you yesterday when all those crops were on.
No, you didn't go on trying to make my show political.
Bamboo Town.
Yeah, you want to make me political today?
No. Okay. I want to say something to the gentleman. He sounds like a crop specialist, like you say. But what is this myth that they would say if you put the black crop in a pen? They crawl up on one another to get out. If you put all white crab in a pan, and they do the same thing?
That's a question. He's breathing. I'm going to ask him to pause on that. For those people who are listening, Julian just put it out there to us that if all the black crabs are in the pen and they crawl one on top of each other to attempt to get away, that the white crabs are also guilty of the same. Is that possible? For those people who listen to this question, thank you so much, Julian. If you know the answer, just give us a call, because we want to know the behavior of the black crab. Is it the same as the behavior for the white crab? And as my texter said earlier, amazingly, even the black and the white crab don't get along. Now, I was talking about the potential. I got another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. Caller, you're live.
Hi, God.
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
Good, man.
Man, it's good to hear from you.
I called your show just now.
Uh-huh.
He tried to make everything flippin' political, man. Something wrong with him.
Well, he knows we're not going to go there today.
Yeah, no, he can't go there today. We're doing a good conversation, and he's trying to bring that foolishness up. What are you into that?
Well, he's only giving a little, probably just a little joke. He's only trying to equip my brain a bit. That's okay. I can handle that on a Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah. How you been?
Good, man.
What do you know about the crabs? Tell me anything you know about the crab that's interesting.
All I can do is eat them.
Oh, you eat them. So what is your favorite crab meal?
Crab fat and dough.
Crab fat and dough.
Yeah.
The crab fat would be the innards of the crab itself.
Mm-hmm.
And you do like a flour type dough thing. And you
right.
and you dip the flour in the crab fat.
Right.
And you love that.
I love that. Oh,
my Lord, if anyone else today, you love crab, fat, and dough, you go ahead and give me a call. I appreciate you calling, my brother. It's good to hear from you. Yeah. So you see, people, they delight in this whole crab idea. Now, the crab, and I don't want to turn nobody off because Father's Day is coming. You know you're getting crab and dough, or you're getting crab and rice. But the crab by nature is a scavenger. It's an animal that cleans the earth. It cleans the ecosystem. So anything that dies or anything that is rotting, this is what the crab eats, along with water out in the wild. Am I correct?
Right.
Okay, so the crab is a cleaner.
But it's a delicious cleaner that Bahamians call a delicacy. Okay. The same way they do the conch, the crawfish, and the other crustaceans. Right. Okay, good. Even the cleaner has a value because of the palate of the Bahamian people. Follow me very carefully. Mm-hmm. You caught the crab. You take the crab home, you had your bottle with your kerosene in it and your torch. You're calling the torch. I remember back when they called the torch.
Yeah, yeah.
Now people are using LED light and stuff, but this torch was instrumental because it kept mosquitoes away.
Right.
And at the same time, it gave you light to find the crab. Because you don't really want to scare the crab away, but
right.
It was something magical about this thing called the torch.
Right.
And y'all don't make that political either, by the way. Thank you very much. So now that you got the crab, you got to the pen. Some people, what I learned in South Andrews was that some people's pen was just on dry land on a concrete base.
Right, you got
some. And they had maybe some sand or something put inside there for the crabs to bury themselves in a shallow way. And they had the fencing around it. And they had like those tin roofs that you put on the top. So that's what you call a crab pen, as I understood it.
Right.
There were some people who were more advanced with the crab pen. They actually was able to take their crab pen and build a concrete floor in the creek and build up in the creek coming up out of the water so that the crabs could go in there and wash themselves
right.
when you're not supposed to be crabbing.
Right.
Because during that time when they call it spawning or whatever,
spawn.
You're not supposed spawn. To catch crabs. You're supposed to let them run loose, go to the ocean, wash themselves to create thousands of more crabs or millions of more crabs so the industry can continue. But some people had theirs with a baptismal pool in it.
Right.
And where the crabs can go and wash themselves, and they were able to, once they wash, take those crabs, sell them to market, and make money, because that would be the off-season, I would call it.
Right.
When crabs would cost more. So if it costs $2 during the crab season, in the off-season, you're probably paying almost $5 for a crab.
Right.
Am I right so far? Call you on the line. This is Remark 96.9 FM.
Hey, God, how are you, Mr. Bishop, doing today?
Oh, man, my good friend, Action. What's going on, man? How's the weather out there?
Weather's beautiful, man. Beautiful weather.
Well, it's always good weather when you can make money, eh?
Yeah, just call to, you know, support the show and let... an interesting topic you guys have on today. I mean, about the crab.
Yes, sir.
Now, I've seen that Mr. Gower is a crab specialist.
Oh,
can
man.
You tell the Bahamian people what do y'all use to bait the crab in Andrus? So you can get a bag full. And
yeah,
then, you say crabs $2. Where you buy a crab from? You know, being Dawson Street. Eh?
Nah. See. That's a different type of politics he's talking about. That's a different. You're talking Jones of politics. But is there a bait for crab? What type of bait do you use for crab?
So bad. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you, my friend. Right. Action. Way to go.
I just want to say something to the other caller who is talking about the perspective of all the crabs are doing the same thing.
Yes.
The crabs. I don't think they know what they're doing, but what happens is that the difference of a white crab is that when a white crab is, all of them is doing basically the same, trying to get away or get out of the pen.
The crabs are all trying to get away.
Out of the pen.
Okay.
So what happens is that the white crab, let's go with the white crab first.
Okay.
The white crab, when they're climbing, they climb on one another. And when they climb on one another, they only have one sticky peak. And what they do, they just climb. The problem with black crab is that the black crab has a lot of spikes. And so what happens is that when they climb up, they pierce into one another and cause that one another to drop. See, once you pierce into another crab and oxygen get into the crab,
yeah.
it becomes painful for the crab. And so the crabs drop.
Wow.
And that's one of that's what they call it, say, black crab syndrome. But they don't understand the perspective of it. All of them are climbing to get up. But if you look at it, if you zoom into a black crab fins,
uh-huh.
It has more spikes than the normal crab.
My Lord, I just learned something today, folks, right here on Remark here on Garden Radio 96.9 FM. That is quite a great explanation.
Yes.
It even seems scientific to me.
Yes, it is.
And that's very good to know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Action wants to know the answer to this question of a Doswell Street, but we ain't going there today. Not with Action.
But in terms of baiting crabs, you could bait crabs.
How?
You can. They have watermelons. You cut up the watermelons, and you use the rime of the watermelon,
mm-hmm.
and then you use different stuff.
So that crabs. Would bring them out of the hole?
Oh, right, and
they'll come
into a particular area
okay.
to be able to feast, because, you know, they like watermelon.
Yes.
So you'll chop up watermelon, you chop up some cabbage, You'll say bread. Cat crab love bread. I don't know what the situation with bread.
Especially Andrew's bread.
Oh, yeah. You could bake some bread and break it up and you put it in one area. And by tomorrow, the next day, they're going to use that as a feeding habitat. Yeah. And so you can go there and just fill your bags constantly. Just drop the tomato, drop the watermelon. Now, the red part of the watermelon, that freaks them out. You don't use that. You just clean that red part out and use the white part and the green part.
The rind.
And you chop that up and you leave that right there and you bake them. They come in.
My Lord. People, if you never knew how to catch crab before, I have in the studio Bishop Kermit Agaro, the crab specialist. Everyone who from Andrews got to know the crab. If you don't know the crab and you're from Andrews, we got to ship you out of this country. We got to call ICE in America to ship you somewhere else in the world, because if you're the Andrews man or woman, you just got to know about the crab. Now, the whole idea I want to share with you today before we take the break is this. As a people, as we just listen to all of the details about the crab itself, if I were to go ahead and just simply compare us to that of a crab, the crab lives in a hole, a crab is carried in a sack, a crab is put into a pen, a crab is shipped across the water, a crab is put to market, a crab is put in a pot, a crab is consumed. I want you to follow me with this particular reasoning out. Watch this. We dwell in a crab pen. The Bahamas is the crab pen. We are in this crab pen. Whether you are a whitey, the white crab, or you are a blackie, the black crab, or what's the other one?
What you Bali sinker.
The Bali sinker.
Yes.
The Bali sinker crab. You're still in the pen. Here is my question for you to consider today. Who owns the pen? Who owns the pen? I want to talk about the owner and the pen. Let me take this caller, and we'll go to a break after that, and we'll talk about who owns the pen. Caller, you're on the line live, 96.9 FM. Caller, you're live.
Hello.
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very good.
This is a quite interesting twist on conversation and concept that you have this afternoon, sir, and it's very interesting.
Thank you.
Because I love the angle that you've put it. Because being from Great Inagua, I happen to not be in the pen. And this is all based on mindset.
You're not in the pen.
I happen to be in the pump, Mr. God.
Where are you? In the pump.
I am the lake pump, sir. I got the lake pump, the Lytle pump, and then we have the Old Town ponds, sir. And so as you entertain the concept of crabbing,
yes,
one day I wish you would entertain the concept of hauling, sir. Are
yes,
you
sir.
In the net? Are you in my net, sir?
Well, you sound you want to sit on the side
of
me.
Are you in the way as I throw my cast net, sir? Could I double haul with two nets with you in the middle, sir?
Oh, how much? You sound like you know what you're talking about.
So it's all based on to each his own, and I love it because it helps to reveal to us our identity, our unique national identity as a people, and how we look at life per se. And so I encourage everybody from whichever sphere of our historic makeup that they're from, to embrace it and utilize it to the best of their ability. But I can keep hauling out just
a great scholar indeed. You're a great scholar indeed. I like the philosophy. Listen, man, the crab pen has an owner. There's no pen that does not have an owner unless the previous owner was deceased. And if the previous owner's deceased and the crab is still in the pen, you know what happens to the crab. The crab also is deceased.
That's right.
So, who is the crab owner? Who's standing best to profit from you being in that pen? We got to talk about this.
Definitely.
This is Remark, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Garth Roseboro, Bishop Kermit Agaro. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
The frog be jump my mommy up and fun to say, wash your clothes, girl. Wash your clothes, girl. Wash your clothes, girl. It goes all clean. Wash your clothes, girl. Wash your clothes, girl.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your favorite Sunday program, Remark, with your host, Garth Maynard Roseborough. And sitting with me today is none other than the real Andrews boy, Bishop Kermit Agaro, all the way from Love Hill, giving us some love here on this another wonderful Sunday. I got a text from a good friend. She says, and to answer your question, no one makes a better crab and rice dish better than a true, use the word true, Andrews woman. I said, Garth, well, when it comes to Freeport, we all know who owns that pen. My God. Got another text that says, good day, Garth. Verabelle sells in Freeport for $5. It's a rush over here. And I always understood that if you were able to take your crabs to Freeport, you would get a better sale price for your crab. Bishop Agaro, we got a caller on the line. Did we lose the caller? Okay, caller, you can call us back. You were holding for some time during the commercial. The other texter says, hi, Garth. What's the name of the crab outside of the black and white? You called the name already for them.
The black and white is Bonnie Sinker.
Yeah, Bonnie Sinker. Bonnie Sinker.
Bonnie Sinker.
Okay then.
That particular crab stays on the saltwater side.
On the saltwater side.
Yeah, in the scrub area.
All righty. I'll call you on the line. You're live. Go ahead, caller.
God.
Hey man. Go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, a question for the gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Two. Why they throw away the fence them? They only use the biter. They throw away the fence. When they clip them, they cannot be cooked.
Can the fins be cooked as well?
Can the fins be cooked? Yes, yeah. The fins can be cooked. But what happens is, you have there's no market for that. If you had somebody who would say, hey, listen, I'm gonna bring you all the fins, and we're gonna peel it, crush it, peel it, take all the meat from it, then yeah. But it is too tedious for the work. You understand? For when you're eating, it's because when you tear it open, it still has bones in it, phlegm bone structure in it. You know, for call a muscle bone in it.
And my last point is, why nobody yet has studied that we can maybe take these things year round, like bag them up, sell them in a wholesale food store. I know they have to keep inside a deep freeze because the shelf life of the crab is get spoiled quick.
Mm-hmm.
So why nobody yet think how they we could bag these in a Ziploc, put them in a freezer, that maybe somebody want to cook crab on a Sunday. Why did we just got to wait till in June and July, stuff like that?
Well, everything in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is politics.
Okay, thank you.
You know, somebody who was trying to do that, and it shut down. And then they, you know, it's so amazing that people can, from America, can ship their junk to the Bahamas, but we can't ship anything. We need an export license, and only certain people get that export license to be able to send to America. And so that is where your big market is, because, you know, the Bahamas is only so much people, and then some people are allergic to crabs. Some people, you know, doesn't eat it. Some people doesn't believe in it. You have some Seventh Day Adventists and Jehovah's Witness doesn't believe in shell food crabs. So you have that percentage has cut down. It's become to a low percentage. So your turnover won't even be that much. So basically, if you want to get into that business, the export perspective of that will be your greatest market. And when we talk about export, and they're saying, are your products clean? Did you wash your products good? Mechanism that you use, how did you prepare it, how and all that. And so they make it so technical for you, and the license becomes so technical, you just give up on it. And so that's where we have a fall down on Bahamians becoming international sellers like everybody else. And so it's the process is too much. Even if you're trying to get a regular business license, it's an issue. You know?
So let me bring all of this now to the crab pen. As long as you are in the crab pen, you have a value. If you are of Haitian descent or you are a Haitian, I want you to also listen to me. And I want you Bahamian people, my people, to listen to me today. As long as Haiti was dependent on the pen owner, the crab pen owner, Haiti was okay. When Haiti attempted to escape from the pen and get rid of the owner, what Haiti did not realize is that we as a people, and I want you to understand who we are, and that's not just the black-skinned ones, that's all of us of this Caribbean descent, black, white, Bali Cinco, do not understand. There are some politicians in our country right now parading around who do not understand that we can be defined, yes, in this crab pen, but there is a crab pen within a crab pen. I want you to hear what I'm saying to you. You can escape the first pen, but you never was told that there was a bigger pen that existed. You can go through the fence, you can go through the floor, but they're watching you. The owner has taken the security and the precaution to ensure that you never escape this crab pen. I want y'all to hear what I am saying. Religion says to you, don't ever try to escape the crab pen on this side of life. You escape the crab pen when you die. And then there's another existence beyond that. Whether death is in the pen from other crabs, putting their spikes, as Bishop Agarwa just said, in you, and letting oxygen come in and take control so that you suffocate.
That's right.
Or whether you die on the way to the market with the load of dozens of crabs on top of you, crushing you. Or whether it's because of lack of water and sprinkling to keep you moist in the crocus sack, you die. Or whether it's while you're in the hot sun in Nassau in the cage, looking at all the street people passing by, the boy in one wheel on the motorbike, the bus driver hauling tail down the road, the police booking people, everything happening on all around you, and you die just in the hot sun, you can't go nowhere. And if you make it past that, you end up getting held by the owner. And you realize one biter gone, two biter gone, one leg gone, two leg gone, three leg gone, four leg gone, five leg gone, six leg gone, seven leg gone, eight leg gone. Then next thing you know, you're still breathing. And they put you in one kitchen and you're just sitting there. Can't move, no leg, no biter. What you waiting for? You finally make it to the water. Come, Jesus. Chris, are you talking straight? You finally make it to the water. But you don't know that the water is a pot of hot boiling water. And you in the water and trying to figure why you feel so different. And all you could do is sit in the pot of water until the ghost leaves your body.
That's right.
You become the next meal. And after you are consumed, you no longer have a value.
You're forgotten.
Nobody remember if you was a whitey. Nobody remember if you was a blackie. Nobody remember if you was body sinker. Nobody remember if you come from the creek side or if you come from the ocean side. It don't matter. It don't matter if you come from Cat Island or you come from Andrus. Once you are consumed, you are forgotten. Do not believe me today. Go to the cemetery. Go to the cemetery and see how many graves in the Bahamas do not have a fresh rose, a fresh bouquet of flowers, a fresh emblem. Let's just say you had a favorite pair of shoes. They would even leave the shoe on your grave. Somebody got to wear your good shoes. What you all think this is, man? We living in this crab pen. Who owns the crab pen? Because their ambition is this. As long as you in the crab pen, and as long as you can't get out, the owner could sleep until the day of marketing. And what they do with you in that crab pen, let me tell you what they do to you. And I like when you're listening to me because I can tell you out there listening.
Bet you're the crumbs to you.
You get the scrap. You get old coconut. You get old rice. You get old watermelon. Huh? You get everything with old. You don't get the best. And that's it. Y'all be talking about, oh God, we don't get the best food in the Bahamas. They give us all this garbage food. I'm trying to tell you, you're in the crab pen.
That's what Jesus.
Chris, I preach, you know what?
That's where you are. You're in the
crab pen. I didn't come here to preach. I come to try to share something with y'all. You're in the crab pen. Your bowl of water, the other crab them been in that, defecated in that, urinated in that, and that's what you got to drink. Why you think they call jail the penitentiary? You're in the pen. You ain't got no choice in here. You ain't got no options in here. You don't have no freedom in here. You are a captured value until the owner decides to get rid of you, sell you, and have you eaten and then forgotten.
Same thing with slavery.
Man, I ain't getting this. You then go and jump the gun because you're smart.
Slavery. Same thing with slavery.
You're smart.
Slavery is the same concept.
You're smart.
Works its ways down.
You're smart. It's a whole system I want to talk to you about today.
I'm telling you.
You want to know why, whether who is in government, who is in power, why things can't change. I'm going to tell you why it can't change. Everybody running around, oh, change, 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 change. How the heck you can change if the owner don't change? Who built the pen? Who built the pen? Who built the pen? Who chose the food in the pen? Who comes and take you out of the pen and give you a value? It got to be the owner. And if you are not an owner, then it means then that you are a crab. And if you are a crab, I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're no body sinker. I don't care if you got one big biter, one little biter. We got to talk about this today, folks. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM Remark. I'm your host, Garth Bernard Rosemary. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texting, 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 dropping
it. Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
In the bus from I was just a little guy. See my daddy pussy out on the ground, boy. So hot, so deep. Say, boy, it's rough, kind of hard to reach. So fast and forward, my hope is deep.
And we're back. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Garth Menard Roseboro, here speaking about the crab pen. I know I get a little bit excited sometimes, but I do appreciate you all tuning in. This is a very provocative conversation, I must say.
Definitely.
And definitely, Bishop Garo, you got a hello from Miss Ali McIntosh. Sends greetings to you. And
Miss Ali McIntosh.
Yeah, she sends greetings to you.
Blessings.
We have here a text that came and said, Garth, I would recommend a Garo to be strategic and partner with a white man from North America. From North America, not from this pen.
Not from this pen.
From another pen.
From another pen.
To export the parts, and his journey would be much easier. Yeah. This is the same issue that you have with the diamonds of Africa. The diamonds have no value until you get a particular type of individual from a particular country with a particular economy to give it a value. It's the same thing with aragonite in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. It does not have a value
until
it hits certain people. So when you understand who you are in the crab pen, you don't have certain conversations. You leave that alone. Because let me tell you about this crab pen. In the crab pen, no crab has the same size biter.
None.
They all have different size biters. Two or three of them may look similar, may possibly be identical, but it's not the same.
They're not the same size.
Good. The crab with the biggest claw. Let me tell you what about you got the biggest claw, the biggest mouth. Huh? The biggest threat. Huh? The biggest defense. Huh? Mr. Kahuna himself, huh? Mr. Big Shot, huh? You flashy. You want to show who you are, what you all about. You is the big muck-a-muck. Let me tell you how that works in the crab pen. Because you stand out from everybody else. You know what the owner says? That crab got to go in the sack. Oh, yeah. That one. See, I can't take all the crab.
But he got
to
go.
But that one there.
You gotta go.
That one got to go in the south. You get cooked voice. You get cooked voice because you got a greater value. I want to talk to you like this today. Boy, Chris, don't hang your head now. I want your head with God.
You might not even reach the market.
He may cook you himself. You look so juicy.
I'm telling you.
The owner then spots you. He then see you. He got to do you in. He got to take you out. That's how that works. If you are a smart crab, and you got a couple dozen or tens of dozens of crabs in the pen. If you are one who goes to the back of the pen, in the corner of the pen, down in the dirt and bury yourself so you're not seen, you're not felt, you're not observed, you're not recognized, you might die from old age in the corner of the crab pen. But the minute you see crab going out the front door, you know what you say to yourself? There's something called ambition. It's something that says, I got faith that could move mountains. Ah, praise be to God. I'm going to mount up on the wings of eagles. I'm ready to move forward. You got all that good talk. And you're moving towards the door to what looks like freedom to you, only to end up in the pot. Jesus God. Where you going?
Where you going? Huh? In the pot.
If you manage to be smart enough that the rain put a hole in the roof of the pen, or rust, either way, the corner of the pen where there's a hole, and the owner find out that the crabs don't go in missing, the numbers dwindling, I mean, he got a hole in the pen. Yes. You know what he got to go do? He got to go block hole.
Reconstruct that pen.
Why you think in the Bahamas you can't go nowhere? Why you think in the Bahamas you can't grow? Because your purpose is not to get out the pen.
That's right.
The purpose of the owner is to keep you in the pen and to cook you, eat you, consume you, and forget about you. I don't know what part of you all don't understand.
When we look at the small perspective of this, where the guys now say to himself, we the other previous one who dig the hole in the pen, and we could get out. Get out means now, hey, listen, we could now sell coconut on the side of the road. And what do they do? They put strategic
measures
yes. on selling coconut.
The coconut boys.
Watch these ones who get out on the other side of the fence. The gate was a little peeled back.
Okay.
All right? And they get out by doing their little Airbnb.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
You got to put a measure on that.
We have to put a clamp on the people.
See, y'all people were trying
to get out this pen.
They were trying to get me in trouble. Y'all better call me and talk to me. Y'all got to save me. Y'all got to save me from this conversation because I tried to tell you what time it is.
So everything, I want to say this to you. After COVID-19, Bahamians become so creative. But everything Bahamians come creative of, the system.
Got to put a measure to that.
Put something on that.
323-6232, 325-4316.
In order for you to do
325-4259. Anywhere from the family of Ireland, 300-5720. Or you can text in at 422-4796. 422-4796. Listen, folks. We talking about the crab pen. And you quiet out there because either you recognize I talking fool, or you figure I talking sense.
And these... the same people of the same color of skin that ride around in these government vehicles, ride around and see these things, or ride around or call in and make these declarations or make these new laws. And when you see the, all right, listen to me. When you go and you hear them make amendments on law, then you will wait 3-4 months after the amendment, and then you will hear why the amendment is because someone doing something and they're trying to amend. And then you hear someone complaining on like this guy on in Bibbini complaining now about what they're doing out there and different stuff like that. And all of a sudden you see amendments.
You ain't supposed to get out the hole.
You're supposed to get out the hole.
Now, let me tell you how the crab pen work. Bishop Agaro said you got tens of dozens of crab in the pen. You got some crabs that always around the front door because they know they didn't see the last set get out there. They can be the next ones to get okay. I just letting you know. The smart crab, I told you, is the one to the back in the corner. You tell me, Bishop, the government civil servant of high rank and profile, I got to ask these people the question. I hope they call in and tell me. I want them to tell me, because I can take a break so they can call me, and tell me where do they place the high-ranking civil servants, the legislators, the policymakers, the judicial branch, and every other branch of this country that makes decisions. I want them to tell me where that crab is in the crab pen. I don't want you say it.
No, but
I don't want you say it. I want someone call and tell me this. I don't want you say it. 323-6232.
Please don't want me say it. Okay.
325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the 5 Island, 300-5720 or text at 422-4796. Take the break. Call me. We'll be right back.
Definitely.
The following is a paid political message. That was a paid political message.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, wait, just a hard day. Wait.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave his boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back on this beautiful Sunday here, the Crab Pen with Bishop Kermit Agaro. I'm your host, Garth Menard Roseborough. And, you know, I threw out a challenge to you because, you know, I know it's a sensitive conversation. But it's one of reality. They know it. You know it. It is what it is. You're in this pen until the day that you are consumed and you disappear. While you are in this pen, black crab, white crab, you call it blackie, you call it whitey, you call it body sinker. Let me tell you how that works. All of us are trying to get to the top, but we're trying to get to the top of the crab pen. Same crab pen. It don't matter if you're in the front of the pen, the back of the pen, the side of the pen, the top of the pen, the bottom of the pen, you're still in the pen. But you're trying to kill me. In this pen. Why are you killing me? You don't even understand that if I die, that means that you next for the croaker sack. You next. We got to go that way. That's just the way it is. So in this pen, let me tell you what we're fighting for. We are fighting for the coconut rush or the coconut bark. We're fighting for the watermelon rind. We're fighting for the old stale moldy rice and moldy grits. This will be fighting for fattening up ourselves on the scraps of the owner.
That's it.
And I trying to mash up my brother.
Oh, yeah.
I trying to mash up my sister. I trying to mash up everything around me so that I may prevail and be the biggest crab in the pen. And I told you, when you are the biggest crab in the pen with the biggest spider, I guarantee you,
the owner coming for you,
I'll put you in his pot.
You
was prime crab.
Watch this. We got the, let's say we got a bigger pen. We got four or five different pens. Who created these pens? Who owns the pen? You know who owned the pen and created the pen? Christopher Columbus. Ward Rogers. And the England Passes. They owns the crab pen. And the prime minister and those, they're the managers of the crab pen.
Well, I asked them, with all due respect, we're not disrespecting anybody here today.
No.
I asked you where you think they are in the crab pen, because they're in the crab pen too.
Of course, but they're the manager. They manage it.
So I said to you, some crabs that are in the front.
Yes, sir.
There's some crabs that are in the middle. And there's that crab that's all the way in the back that you don't see. You don't even know they're there, but guess what? They're taking up space. You know what space they're taking up? Of safety. This is what we are fighting for in the Bahamas. Everyone is fighting to be safe. If you're in the back of the crab pen, that means your mortgage covered. That means the children could go to college or go to private school.
You get contracts.
You get contracts. Yeah, you're living in the best of neighborhoods. Huh? You got medical insurance. You got life insurance. You can travel to Europe or Australia or Japan or England or China or whatever good place like that.
And you ride up and invest in it with your big Range Rover and Lexus.
You can afford a luxury car to go on Holy Road. Huh? You don't feel no bump in your road. Huh? You can afford Wrangler. All kind of Jeep. If the road rough, you got Wrangler. You ain't got no Nissan Note. And no, what you call them things again? Little Honda Cube.
Paso.
And no Paso, Toyota Paso. And no Daihatsu Mira.
Paso in life.
They ain't them type of things.
You ever see any Paso in life, Key?
Huh?
An old Ford, babe.
In your lifestyle, you got the best of cologne. You got the best of clothing wear. You got the best of everything. That is what we fighting to get in the Bahamas. Yet you still got to live in the scrap pen. You can't stay behind your gate forevermore. When you come outside your gate, you got that one fool. I call you a fool. One wheel on your motorbike. Nah, 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 nah. Making noise all over the place. Huh? You got people on the side of the road banging. Huh? You got people that's speeding, sipping in and out, threatening your life on a daily basis in this crab pen. All of us are in the crab pen.
Do you know the amount of money that this country has? We don't supposed to have nothing called Joneses. We don't supposed to have no Joneses on the side of the road. The amount of money.
The Jones.
Let me look at that.
The Jones is the injured crab.
Hold on, but but when we look at this, right?
Talk crab like which man?
When we look at $9 million spent on Carnival and the Jones on the side of the road, when we're looking at other different things are happening, people getting big contracts, this, the next thing, everything is just happening. But you ride down on Oates Field, you see a Jones on the side of the road. You ride down on Market Street, you see a Jones on the side of the road. You ride down in every area, you see a Jones on the side of the road. You don't see them in Life Key, you don't see them on the western side, but all other rest of the sides, you see Joneses on the side of the road. Why is this? Why the government can't develop an institution or something?
That in the government
those,
job.
To move those, or people.
That in the government
people,
job.
Or behemoths, or
why,
us.
Why y'all keep thinking the government job is to liberate people?
I'm not saying that.
But that's not like the government's job.
Why we can't do it as the people then? We love one another. Where we can create something. Where we can take these guys.
No, you can ask the question, is the love in the crab pen? But I can tell you, I told you where the love is. The love is, I got to get on top of you. I got to crush you. I got to poke you. I got to put a hole in your shell. I got to bring you down so I could be up. I got to have the biggest spider in the room. Yes. And if I am smart, like how some of us are educated, or some of us have through experience, wisdom, we go to the back of the pen, hide ourselves in the mud, poke out our one eye, looking, and say, you know what? Look here, Agaro gone. Oh, Lord, Agaro gone. Look, Agaro gone through the door. You know he got in that croaker sack. Bam. Oh, look, God gone in the croaker sack. Bam. Oh, look, Chris Penniman gone in the sack. That's all they do from the back. As long as they are safe in the back of the pen.
It is so amazing to me, right? Right? That how much the Haitians come here in this country and they do what they have to do, but the Bahamians watch one another and try to match up one another in the Bahamians. They mash up, they talk about, oh, the Haitians is Haitians, but they mash up, try to mash you up, you know, as Bahamian to Bahamian. Do you know, the other day I come out, my G-Wagon, straight from one end to the next end. When they're talking about straight scratch from, they take like you know, them paint stripper and rake from one end of my G-Wagon to the next end, because, you know, yeah, that $10,000 paint job. They develop things to keep you back, all right? I just buy a 2018 Cadillac CTS, all right? When I look, front glass cracks. Someone cracked the front glass. You wake up in the morning, the front glass crack. And they don't care if you put up a fence or not. They can throw it over just to mess with you. They want you to stay. See, because once you got to be spending your money, they holding you back.
But that ain't the crab owner ain't doing that to you.
You see what I'm saying?
The crab doing that to you. You in the same crab pen, you can't get out. So what you complaining about?
So what I'm saying is that why would you keep doing that? Why would you do that to people? I went out to a function to have a dinner. Me personally, to have a dinner. I drive a particular car, right? You saw the Maserati that I bought. And I
don't want to talk to anybody what you get.
But
you try to get me in trouble.
Time I come outside.
They say I hang with too much people and move, got too big biter. I ain't to that talk. Listen what I want to try to say to you. In this crab pen, you ask questions on these shows. I listen to you on show to show to show. I listen to you. You want to know why the Haitian migration is a problem in the Bahamas. I trying to say something to y'all. You do not own the pen. The owner is only concerned that crab is in the pen. He don't care if he got a whitey crab pen, if he got a blacky crab pen, if he got a Bali single crab pen, as long as crab is in the pen, they straight. Now, listen to me. The owner's them straight. Now, you in the pen have to decide where you sit in the pen. You can't be sitting in the pen looking delicious. When you start looking delicious, everyone in the pen coming after you. Let me share something with you, because I know time is almost gone. When a crab dies in the pen, Bishop of God, what do they do with the crab?
They dispose that crab.
They got to get that out of the pen right away.
Because that crab stink.
It stink.
And it'll cause a ricochet for the other as a crab.
And the other crabs that are now threatened to also die.
That's right.
So you got to get rid of
you have to move that fast. That will inspire other crabs to just die naturally.
Right. So watch this now. Yesterday, that crab, according to Grand Bahama and the tax, was $5. When the crab died, the crab ain't got no value.
No value at all.
You take it out the pen, you throw it out and hope the buzzard them go with that. Mm-hmm. But you ain't going to keep that around your other $5 crabs. Not you.
No.
No, sir.
And even the people who buy in the crab tell you they don't want no dead crab. Even though they're going to consume that crab, eventually it will die. They want to cook it while it was alive.
That's correct.
That dead crab, they ain't want that.
Once that crab kick in, they got to cook it that quick before it die. Call all you on the line. This is Remark here with Garth Rose Parrow and Kermit Agaro.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, everything is good. Garth and Bishop.
Hey, Smitty.
I just want to chime in a little bit. You only trap when you want to be free, Mr. Rose Parrow.
You only trapped when you want to be free.
Yes, sir.
My God.
Outside of that, you just there. So with the great analogy you're using with this crab situation and individuals destroying your vehicles, is because they perceive
you want to be free
in their minds that you have arrived, not knowing that we are all still waiting to get out of this pen.
Okay.
So it's incremental steps. You talk about, good Bishop talk about the damaging of a vehicle, but they don't see the work that you have put in behind the scenes to achieve that goal.
And don't care.
They don't care. So you have individuals who don't understand work ethic. They don't understand efforts. They don't understand discipline. They just look at your achievements and they feel as if you know, you should not have it.
Thank you.
What say you got?
Okay. I appreciate the call, my friend. All the way from Atlanta, my good friend, Mr. Smith. McDonald's says, insecurity is at many of these owners' doors. It has gotten in decades ago. This is why our country is not progressing as fast as it should. There are economic growth blockers. They are economic growth blockers.
That's true.
They are clipping our biters one biter at a time. Didn't I tell you that?
That's right.
Huh? It says, good evening, Garth and Agaro, my friend. You are all right. Many of these owners are mentally in that pen. They want to keep us in there.
That's right.
I've been trying to tell you. There is no getting out of this pen for you. Like you said earlier, Agaro, there's one pen over pen over pen. So if you get out of one pen,
you spin right over to another pen.
When you want to go into illicit means, and they finally catch up with you, what do they do to you? They throw you in a pen.
That's right.
They put you in a pen that's more confined.
That's more confined.
A little 10 by 10 block.
10 by 10.
Share with six other people in there.
That's right.
Huh? So because you look like you ain't understand where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
In the pen.
In the pen.
Okay. Person says, preach, Garth. Preach. Let's talk about those who want to get out the pen. Airbnb owners, coconut boys, jet ski operators, taxi drivers, just to name a few. Want to get out the pen, can't get out the pen. Every time you're about to get out the pen, they throw a wrench in your wheel to make sure you can't get out.
God, I want to say this to you, and I don't want to say to better to know or to rhetoric or bring down any politician or anything. The taxi drivers, when we talk about taxi drivers, they are the key. They are the key to this country. They filter U.S. monies. They filter monies through and through the country. All right? And people monitor the taxi drivers. And I watch people monitor the taxi drivers. So when we look at downtown with the taxi drivers moving up and down and they're carrying the guests, they're carrying the guests to Atlantis right now and they're making that money. You know what they do? They keep the taxi drivers in this cage. Look, like you all won't get out of this cage. They develop another island where the guest them goes to that island and you don't have enough tourists to move up and down. You understand? So we limit you of what tourists you could carry and how much money you could make. These things are strategically planned out to keep you in that pen, my brother.
My God, this is Remark, Garden Radio 96.9 FM. I'm Garth Menard-Rose Barrow with Bishop Kirby Agaro. We're going to take this final break. The numbers you call when I come back for the last calls, last 10 minutes is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 300-5720, or text me at 422-4796. We'll be right back.
So hard, so deep, say boy, scraps, kind of hard to reach. So fast and forward, my hope is deep. And you let the scraps play the tricks on me. Touch it to the left, you touch it to the right. Took them to the north and south, the crab brought right on.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online
at thenassauguardian.com.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back. This is Remark here on Sunday, your favorite Sunday show, 96.9 FM. I am Garth Minard Roseborough. Thank you for joining us. It has been quite a conversation, and I want to do my endeavor best at this time to tell you what you can do in the crab pen. Within crab pen, and there's so much more I could say about that crab pen, but in this crab pen, what you can do is learn to be content. Do your endeavor best to not climb on the backs of other crabs, and at the same time, not allow any crab to crawl on yours.
That's right.
This is why I come on the show every Sunday, and you hear me play the song, Nothing from Nothing Leaves Nothing. You got to have something if you want to be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Got to have something if you want to be with me. No, I'm not trying to be your hero. I'm not trying to carry you. That zero is too low for me. I'm not trying to be your highness. Because being that minus is too low to see. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something, but I'm not stuffing. Believe you me. Remember when I told you I'm a soldier in the war against poverty. Words and song of Billy Preston. Caller, you on the line.
Hey, guys, good afternoon.
Boy, you know I was waiting for your call. You know this. I know you was listening. Y'all ain't saying that, but I know you was there. I got to get a call from Jeff today. Go ahead, Jeff.
This is a very provocative topic that you have here today. And when you talk about crabs in the pen, we have to realize, pardon my manners, and good afternoon to your guests.
It's Bishop Kermit Agaro, yes.
Okay. Let us be very cognizant that we're talking about three types of crabs in this pen.
That's right.
One, the crab that is trying to get out because the crab wants to do something for themselves. Secondly, yes, the crab that is laid back. They don't want to do anything. They're depending on other people to do things for them. And then, of course, the crabs that are dead. So, in essence, I put it like that because here it is. We have systems today that we want to depend on them to help the crabs to get out of the pen. But the owner of the pen,
that's right,
you know, makes it very difficult for the persons, even if they get out of the pen, to survive outside the pen. So that is something that we have to be very concerned about. The ones that don't want to get out of the pen already probably experience what it is to be outside the pen. They don't want to work. They want the handouts. So that's therefore, right, they want to remain in the pen.
Right.
And then the dead ones, well, you know, the dead, they're gone, so they have no concern about anything at all. But I'm going to say this much, and I'm going to clear the line. You know, I think a lot of the crabs that are in the pen, they don't care whether they're in the pen, out the pen, whether their lives are threatened with being boiled or whatever. They just don't care. And their whole determination to them is to hold those who want to get out of the pen from getting out the pen.
That's right.
Because they're holding them back. And we've seen this over and over and over again. You know, it just saddens me to see that a country, as your guest in studio so rightfully said, the amount of money that is in this country, that has traversed the length and breadth of this country, the amounts of money that we have borrowed in this system, there should be no Bahamian here struggling in this country at all.
None.
With the wherewithal that they want to help to build the Bahamas. But because you don't belong to a particular political party,
that's right,
or a particular circle or a particular group, it means that, hey, you're not in that circle, so you ain't getting nothing. Even though we have all of this that we have to give everybody, help them to survive, you're not going to get it. Because in order for you to be subjugated to us, we have to hold you exactly where you are with nothing. And I am sick and tired as a Bahamian, recognizing that the Bahamas is at that juncture where we supposed to have stuff in place where to help improve the lives of us in the crab pen. But they are not going to feed us to get out of the crab pen so we could take care of ourselves and take care of the Bahamas as a whole. That's all I have to say. You know, but I love the program. You need about another 2 hours with this subject. This is a very hot top, a very top hot button conversation that is being had, and it must continue to be had.
Jeff,
okay?
Bishop Kevin Nagaro here say, we shall overcome one day. We should. Bahamians will come together as one, united, and help one another, love one another, care for one another, and cherish one another. But we have to see something happen. We have to see maybe a revolution. Maybe we have to see some foreigners come here and mash us up. And then we got to wake up.
Maybe something
got to happen, you know?
No, I just say maybe.
Let me tell you something.
To be honest with you, God, I believe the Bahamian people are always enemies. We don't need no enemy to come here to fight. We are always enemies. We once, at one time, used to say the white man is holding us back. The white man this and the white man that. Now we got black people, our own. And we're still being held back as a black nation and a black people.
And you know what? I'll make it very...
That's all I have to say on that, God.
Thank you, my friend. My call. I'll make it very plain for you in closing. It is the people in the pen who work in the banks, who control your mortgages, who harass you, who mash you up.
That's right.
Who have meetings on you to make sure you suffer.
That's right.
It's your own people in the pen. While the owner in the house sleeping in air condition and watching a big 70-inch flat screen TV, while the owner driving a nice car and living good, sit around the pool all day, they put their own crab on you.
That's right.
And your crowd mash you up. They ain't got no heart.
None.
They ain't got no Jesus. They ain't got no God. All they want to do is mash you up. But the news I got for you today is this. When you understand who you are and what you are, and you value yourself, the next step is to learn the game.
That's it.
Learn the game. Learn where to go in the crab pen. You never go by the door of the crab pen.
You'll be the first one to get grabbed.
You never try to stay to the bottom of the crab pen. You try to climb and climb to the top and hold your ground. If you see the owner coming, you climb down.
That's right.
Bury yourself in the corner. Make sure you're not seen. Make sure you're not heard. Make sure you're not felt. Make sure they don't know your name.
Camouflage yourself.
You got to go and say, cover me with the blood of Jesus. Because when that devil come after you, when that owner come after you, you are going to boil.
That's right.
You're going to become crab meat. I am here to say to you on Remark today, it ain't a black thing. It ain't a white thing. It ain't a Haitian thing. It ain't a Bahamian thing. It's a crab thing. And when you understand that all of us in this one crab pen, we got to know the nature of the owner. And once we know who the owner is, once we know how the owner roll, then we know how to hide, how to disguise ourselves, how to move, how to grow, how to march on Bahama land. This is Remark, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Bishop Kermit Agaro saying so long. Until next week.
Next week.
I'll see you tomorrow, Monday. 2 to 4, Guardian Radio today. Take care.
Faith, hope, and love, man, is a blessing from above.
It's too low to see. Yeah. Baba. Hey. Nothing from nothing, leave nothing. And I'm not stuffing. Believe you me. Don't you remember I told you?
war.